What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Thank you for listening to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Mimi Shoneman is here, your Red Hot Real Estate agent from RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning.
And I see you brought in company. Our good friend from Sierra Pacific Mortgage, Shelly Ferris, is with us again.
She is our mortgage expert.
Yes, our credit contessa. Yes.
Good morning, good morning.
I was thinking of you, Shelly, because it's in my house, it's tax season like it is so many, so
did
I've been working on mine already.
You just swore right here.
Did I?
Yeah, that three-letter word.
Oh, tax!
Oh, now you did it again. What?
My brain was like, wait a minute, what did I do? But you know, I actually, it's a necessary evil like it is for everybody else, but you know, there's lots of reasons why it's actually a positive thing, because you know, I have a good friend like Shelly Ferris who can sit there and look at my numbers and go, okay, I am working towards a eventually wanting to purchase a property.
Right.
So it's, you know, I have to let her look at these things. Yes. So that means I have to get them done.
That's making the assumption that you're going to get that honeypot of a refund.
No, actually, because Shelly, one of the things that I love about Shelly is that Shelly gives you homework. And Shelly and I had a conversation like 6 or so months ago about what my tax returns would probably need to look like to be on the next step.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been listening to Shelly.
Good.
So I go, maybe I had too many deductions. Maybe I had this. Either way, I need to finish them and let Shelly look at them.
Oh, that's
yes.
Great.
Yeah.
I wish my kids would listen to me. That's awesome.
Maybe it's because I'm a mom, too, and I know my son doesn't listen either. So I'm like, don't be like that. You know, I need to treat Shelly the way that I wish that
we
I got treated.
Yeah. We can learn. Yeah.
So, Shelly, what's your NMLS number, please,
right,
for everybody?
Right. So my personal, 367-826, and company's NMLS number for Sierra Pacific, 1788.
And you guys have been super busy. I know that there are lots of people that have questions out there. And we are going to cover what today, ladies? What are we going to go over today?
Well, we're going to cover new terminology, perhaps, for a lot of you out there in real estate. It's called non-QM. And a lot of people don't even know what that is. A lot of people in real estate don't even know what that is. It's non-qualified mortgage.
Okay.
And it means if you're outside the box, like so many people are,
yes,
once all the rules changed, what? I don't get a mortgage anymore? No,
right,
you do. You get to qualify under new rules called non-qualified mortgage rules. And that's what we're going to discuss.
So, Shelly, so who would be someone, what does a non-qualified person look like? Who are they?
Great, great question. Okay, so non-qualifying, now these are just little teasers. We're going to get into it deep here in a little bit. But non-qualified people are self-employed people, right? I mean, you have self-employed tax returns. You're taking these deductions that we're talking about, Shannon.
Right.
And perhaps maybe your first year wasn't your best year, but the second year you knocked it out of the park. Well, in the real rules, in the regular qualified rules, I have to use both of those years, and that first year is going to drag you down some.
Right.
But in non-qualified mortgage, I only have to use the 1 year. And so that's going to help you qualify for more home, higher payment, exactly what you're looking for.
This sounds like a great opportunity for people out there, because a lot of what we talk about here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show is that you don't even try for a mortgage because you're so fearful of that no,
right,
that you're going to get.
Exactly right.
Yeah, and for those of us that are self-employed, like you and me, Shannon.
Yes.
And, well, you too,
it's complicated. Right, exactly.
We're all self-employed in here.
Oh, big happy family.
It is kind of, you know, it's like, what do you do, you know, if you want a house and you don't want to rent anymore? And so this is going to be so great for all of those people out there like us.
Yep. Yes.
We're so
if you
the
have
curtain.
If you have questions, you can always be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641. That's 651-641-1071. Again, 651-641-1071. We always encourage you to call in and be part of the show.
Absolutely. And we also have a lot of great links posted on our show page, like we always do. And we got a really great someone checking out our divorce information this morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've got information like that, because we know that, you know, sometimes after the holidays, you know, that person doesn't look so good anymore. You know, I don't know.
Maybe it just brought it to a head.
Those socks at the end of the bed, you're done.
You know, this time of year, you start thinking about not only, you know, we went through our little love holiday, but we're moving into spring. So you start looking for transitions. So
yes,
maybe you are transitioning out of one relationship into another.
Yes, maybe you are.
Yes. Cleaning house.
Fair enough.
So there's that information. And we also have View Greater Minneapolis Homes, which is a great search site for you to be able to shop for a property and take a look at what's happening in your your neighborhood. So be sure and register on that. So Shelley, let's just kick off and start talking a little bit about what should people know about this QM?
Well, the one thing mostly I want you to take away from today's program, and we're going to prove it to you again and again and again, is if you've ever been told no before because you can't fit the mold.
Right.
The mold is gone. Okay. The mold is out the window. So lots and lots and lots of ways for you to qualify. I have an example here at the end, but where it talks about how if you, let's say you're going to buy a condominium.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a brand new construction condo down here in downtown Minneapolis, and this is where you've always wanted to live. This is kind of your launching pad of your business, so you can cover the Twin Cities easily. But if you're that first buyer in that condo, you are out of luck, sadly out of luck. Nobody wants to take the risk of being that first person in as a lender in that unit. That's
now,
called a non-warrantable condo.
Now, why is that the case?
Because we don't know yet what the sales activity is going to be in it. We don't know how people are going to pay, how many investors are going to purchase in there versus primary residence. And all of those types of mortgages perform differently.
Oh,
and they might have different risk elements to them. And so until they get to 50% sales in that condo, now you're a warrantable condo.
Okay.
And you're able to get financing much, much, much easier.
Fair enough.
That doesn't mean you can't get financing.
Okay.
In the beginning, and that's called a non-warrantable condo, and that falls under non-QM, and we can do those all day long.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Right.
So I want to take a buyer out, and they've got their eye on some brand new construction anywhere, not necessarily condos, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, so they've got their big bank lender that they're used to banking with and that sort of thing, and they've even called maybe some online places, and they can't get any treadway with any of those people. They're getting no's right and left.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they think the thought to even there might be a program out there with someone like you at Sierra Pacific?
Right. They wouldn't, unless the listing agent that's sitting in the condo development, well, this would be specific to condo, but any new construction, you can do that right off the get-go. Any lender will do a regular house on a lot, downtown Plymouth, Minnesota, or whatever. That's fine. That's not non-QM. Non-QM, it would be specific to the condo market.
Shelley, is that kind of, and Mimi, is that kind of like when you were talking about doing that market analysis, so there's other properties, even if it's new, that you can kind of compare it to? Is that why it's okay? So
if you've got a brand new development and you really don't have any sales in there, you're going to have to do something else to get your comps.
Okay.
You can't invent something that doesn't exist.
Right.
So you're going to have to go in bands around that development and get to another development that's similar to that.
Okay.
So let's just say that we're here in St. Paul and we've got a new development and nothing's sold in there yet.
Right.
So we're going to have to go and find another development that looks very similar to that.
Okay.
If we can find the same builder in a certain range, that's what we would have to do to be able to provide the comparables for that.
Okay. Right, right. And that poses risk to the lender, because if you're comparing it to another development, well, that's older, that's established, that's filled out. This is new development in that we don't know yet what the appetite at this price range in this specific location of this city is. So it's the value piece, the appraisal piece that comes into play makes it fall out of qualified mortgage loan.
Got it.
So what would somebody need to do if they found themselves in those circumstances and they needed a mortgage for that place?
Right. So they should call me immediately. Stop what you're doing.
I like it.
And who should they call?
Easy,
and where
actionable
they call?
Action. Absolutely. Easily actionable.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so tell everybody how they get a hold of you, Shelley.
They get a hold of me on my cell phone, that nasty thing that's in my hand most of the day, 612-839-6918.
Gotcha.
And I will gladly help you through the mess.
Mm-hmm. So when we come back from our break, what do you want to talk about next about the things that people should know about QM?
Well, we'll definitely continue to touch on QM and get more specifics. And we also have a guest in studio with us today. I'm lucky enough to have one of my clients that we closed in September. Ed Smith happens to work for KSTP.
Ah.
And I ran into him in the hallway the other day when we were here shooting some commercial spots. And he was kind enough to come in on a Sunday, and we'll hear a little bit from Ed.
So it's going to be a very exciting show. Again, we'll also be willing to take your questions. If you want to call us at 651-641-1071, we'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available online at MyTalk1071.com. Keyword Red Hot. Whenever you go to that Red Hot Real Estate page, you can also get a copy of these guides that we have and all these amazing links. Right, Mimi?
Absolutely. And so we do encourage you to check those out. They're absolutely free. We have things to consider, easy for me to say, when you buy and sell your house. Both right. Winter 2019. So be sure and take advantage of those change every single quarter, and so we've got those posted right there, real handy for everybody to just download.
And we encourage people, if you have a question, you can talk to Mimi, our super real estate agent from Remax Results, also from Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Our good friend Shelly Ferris is in this morning, and Shelly, I have a question for you. Our friend Kim hit us up on Twitter. Kim, thank you very much for sending in this question. She says, question, does it make sense to take a loan from my 401k to put enough down to avoid PMI? Does that make sense,
yes,
Shelly?
Yes, it does. And I get that question a lot.
Thank you for sending that in, Kim. Everybody can also hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Ms. Shannon, Shannon with an A. That's a good way to get your questions in as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so in general, you know, it's kind of hard to give specifics because I don't know your overall financial picture. But if you're like everyone else and you're not ready yet to retire and you don't have gazillions and gazillions of dollars in your 401k and you're maybe going to squish that down to hardly anything, I don't find that to be smart. Okay. There are many ways to avoid mortgage insurance. Okay. You don't have to just put 20% down. By putting 20% down, you also lower your monthly principal and interest payment. And if that's part of your goal, then we have to look at this differently. But in general, if you put down, and if I were on the other side of the microphone and I was looking to buy a house today, this is how I would do it. I wouldn't put 20% down. I wouldn't use up so much of my liquid cash or potential investment money towards the down payment. I would put 10% down payment and look at an alternative mortgage insurance option. You can pay upfront, which means you're basically buying out. You're buying out the insurance portion of the mortgage. You can finance the mortgage insurance premium, so you don't have to pay it as part of your monthly. Or you could do a second mortgage. So you could do a first mortgage and a second mortgage, and therefore avoiding the mortgage insurance option. Or you could just put down the 10%, take your lumps and accept your monthly mortgage insurance. In about 2 years, you'll likely have enough equity, depending on what you're buying and where you're buying, to just get out of that mortgage insurance outright. So I just listed four different ways
those
you could avoid
options.
Mortgage insurance without having to deplete all of your 401k money.
Thank you very much for that, Shelly. And Kim, thank you for sending in that question. Lots of ways to get your questions answered today if you have one for Mimi or for Shelly. Again, the number is 651-641-107. And we were talking about non-qualified mortgages, right, Shelly?
Right, exactly. But I think first what we're going to do is go over and chat with Ed. He was a qualified mortgage customer not too long ago. Ed, say hi to all the folks today in Radio Land.
Thank you for having me.
Yes,
and so Ed actually is famous, and he actually works here at, KSTP, and you know, he actually is an engineer and knows how to do all of the gadgets and things, and welcome.
Well, thank you. And it's the thing, you know, I know all the gadgets, but I didn't know real estate.
Oh.
So that was scary for me.
We all have our areas of expertise. That's very wise.
Yes, indeed.
So Shelly, talk a little bit about your memory of when Ed contacted you.
So Ed gave me a shout. He was in the real estate market and needed to get qualified for his mortgage. He had spoken to another lender or two and was referred to me. And then we just started the process. So Ed, share with the folks, where were you at? What was going on in your life at the time when you found that you needed to buy a property and we connected?
Well, I had been looking at properties, and the problem was if you weren't pre-qualified when you walked in and you couldn't put down an offer, you weren't going to get the property. They were selling so fast.
Exactly.
So I had reached out to a couple different lenders and they weren't getting back to me. It was drawn out. I felt like I was jumping through all these hoops. Shelly was recommended to me, and I contacted her, and after discussing a few different things, she was, you know, very enthusiastic. She realized that I could qualify for a VA loan as well as a conventional loan, and we went down that path.
And so what was going on in your life? Was there any sort of transitional things happening that made you want to move?
I relocated back to the Twin Cities from Alexandria. I was there for 25 years. After moving back down here, went through a divorce, and my wife, ex-wife now, had taken care of all these things. We had bought and sold houses in the past, but it was in a small town, and it was as a team, so we did it that way. Now, coming out of the divorce with settlements and everything like that, there was a lot of questions, a lot of concerns of what I could afford, you know, and what I should even be looking for.
Right. And so I imagine there, even though you had been through the process, you'd bought and sold before, there's some trepidation there when you're doing it for the first time on your own. It's all new.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. So how did it work when you sat down with Shelley? What sorts of things did she ask for? What was the process like?
She made it very easy. The things that she asked for, it wasn't in code. She made it very clear what you're looking for. It's so often that, you know, I'm being asked for different statements that I'm not sure what they're even asking for. Shelley was very patient with me. As a matter of fact, I went through a health scare and I was laid up for a couple weeks, but the wheels didn't stop turning. Shelley was able to continue doing everything, and we had closed on the property with no problems at all.
That's awesome. And so throughout the whole process, because I know I've worked with Shelley many times, she's very nurturing, wouldn't you say? And
I agree.
Caring. And so she kind of guides you in that way, so that you feel like you're comfortable and that you're safe.
Right. And I'm a confident person, but I did need handholding. I needed somebody to explain these things to me. And at first I got pre-qualified and she said, okay, now go look for your house. And then when I found the property, I remember sending her a text. I found it. What's the next step? And she was right on it. I mean, it was constant communication. She told me what I should be looking for, what I should do. And it made the whole process very unscary.
That's awesome.
Ed, that's wonderful that you said that it was, you know, it was probably a big change for you to go, I normally think I can handle a lot of these things, but I do need to admit, I do need someone to hold my hand through this process. It's not something that I'm familiar with. Who's going to communicate to me in a way that makes sense?
Right. Especially when it comes to something like that, if I fear of making a mistake,
right,
it could be, you know, a financial disaster.
Yeah.
And so what was, in your opinion, the hardest part or the most difficult part of just the whole starting to look to the time that you closed?
Admitting I didn't know what I was doing. That was, for me, the hardest part. Wow. And once I found the property, like I said, Shelley took care of things. She said, okay, next step will be this, and then it'll be this. And it went so quickly, I started getting nervous, thinking this is going too easily. But it just went that smoothly.
Okay.
And I think I was in within a three-week period of the process of finding the house and packing up and moving.
That's very, very quick. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things, can you remember, that surprised you that you didn't know?
That there was so many different ways to qualify for a mortgage. Okay. I had used a VA loan back in the 80s, late 80s, and you know, since then that house had been long sold. I didn't know what I would need to do to advance looking at that option. And she said, you know, even if that doesn't work, let's look at conventional loan. Let's look at a couple different ways to do it. And she guided me through those, that there was many options, not just one. And if it didn't work out, I'd have to start over.
Yes. And which program did you end up choosing? A conventional VA?
A conventional VA.
And were you finding that sometimes sellers were reluctant to accept different type of mortgage programs during your search?
And that was a rumor I had heard, and I even asked Shelley that. I said, you know, I've heard that if I bring it up, some of the sellers would kind of back away from my offer. And she made sure I was, you know, comfortable. She said, no, that's not a problem. Everything will work out fine, and it did.
That's awesome.
That's what I find, too, is that a lot of times people have the misnomer, and even agents have the misnomer that, oh, my seller doesn't want VA. My seller doesn't want to go down that path. It's gotten a bad name because there are a lot of potential work orders that get called on a property, and you as a seller don't want to fix all these things. So the listing agent sometimes will, you know, kind of direct the transaction more in a conventional route than in a VA route. And I shared with Ed that my experience has not been that sellers are just as apt to accept a VA offer, that especially if the listing agent can explain things a little bit better. And then that there just seems to be a little bit more of an Americanism that's going across real estate.
Enough.
And
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we want to support our vets. We want to be there for them and whatever we can do to help them, because I don't know about y'all out there, but I couldn't do that kind of work. There's no way that I could go out there and put my life on the line and be a veteran in the end. And so I am so grateful and so thankful to those people that can do that for us in America. And we thank you, Ed. We thank you so much for your service, truly and really, from the bottom of our heart. So if we have to fill out a little bit of extra paperwork for a VA loan, we are very happy to do so.
And so sometimes as the listing agent, it's really in this kind of tight buying environment, it's helpful for us to hear from the loan officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Shelley, from experience, that you do pick the phone up and you call and you talk to them and sell your client.
Right. That's
to the
exactly
listing agent.
What I do. Yes. And tell them how far along we are in the process and what a good, solid buyer we have, that, you know, really, you don't need to look any further. This is the offer that you need to accept, because we're going to make it all the way to the closing.
Yes. And I can tell you, it means a lot to sellers to have that happen. It's that extra touch. It's also selling real estate and buying real estate, emotional process for all parties,
right.
All parties.
Right.
And to know that you're getting that stamp of approval from a neutral third party that's saying, yes, I'm putting my name on this. In addition, I've done the due diligence and this person is rock solid. When you stack that up against maybe five other offers and nobody else's loan officer called to do that extra step, who do you think leaves the lasting impression?
Right.
That's exactly.
Part of my regular service. You know,
and so,
yes, absolutely.
And so, Ed, would you recommend Shelley Ferris with Sierra Pacific to your friends and family?
Absolutely. And you know, if I do move again, I will do the same thing.
Awesome. And, you know, thumbs up. I've worked with Shelley. She does a fantastic job. Kudos to you both. And thank you for coming in and letting our listeners know that, you know, they've got somebody local here that works actually in this industry in radio and television that has used Shelley Ferris. And we appreciate your testimonial.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, and we Ed. Are going to go to break. When we get back, we're going to talk you through the process of getting that non-qualified mortgage. You know, so many of our My Talkers are like us, that you're out there, maybe you're an independent contractor, and you're like, how do I get into a home? Well, Shelley and Mimi are going to help you with that. We're also going to take your questions at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. To the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1, also available at mytalk107.1.com, keyword Red Hot. Mimi Shoneman is here, your super real estate agent. Also, Shelley Ferris is here, our credit contessa. And today, not only talking about credit, but talking about how if you're a little out of the norm, you know, and I think that that's a lot of us, right, Mimi, when we're talking about this, there's so many of us that used to have that job where we worked at the same company, we got the same W-2s for years and years, and then you transitioned, and we're out there free living, independent contracting,
yep.
You know, not the same that we used to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, that's a whole lot of us in that bucket.
Right.
You know, it's you, it's broadcasters,
right,
that, you know, have their own business, their own company. It's me, real estate agents. It's Shelley. It's mortgage people. It's plumbers,
right,
that are coming out to your
right.
house. It's your roofers that come out and they have their own company and they've got the truck with the name on it.
Yes.
It's the waitresses and the servers and doctors, lawyers, you name it. If you don't have somebody that pays you and you're out there hitting the pavement and you're generating your own business, you fall into this category, right, Shelley?
Right, exactly.
And I remember the first time I talked to you, Shelley, it was really as someone who had purchased a house before, but it had been a while. You know, I'm like, well, I wish I had done this 2 years ago before I quit my job.
Right.
And going, now I have all these paperwork. How am I going to do it? I don't have one place that I'm employed. And I'm like sitting there just prepared for Shelley to go, yeah, you're a hot mess. And she didn't. Not at all. She was like, oh, yeah, just bring it all in. So just put it in a folder, bring it in.
Bring
it in
a shoebox.
Yes.
All those receipts. You know how we do.
She actually gave me a little pat on the back because the fact that mine actually fit in a folder. Oh. And I was like, it's actually surprisingly organized for being a giant mess.
That's
and to
awesome.
Have somebody help you navigate that when instead of having maybe one W-2 like mm-hmm. you used to for years and years, that you have, you know, 20 pay stubs and a stack of 1099s.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to have somebody like take that spaghetti string and pull it all straight for you.
I think a lot of people think, if they've never done it or it's been a long time, that they're embarrassed mm-hmm. to bring their junk.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that everybody else is so organized and so together and so with it that they will be embarrassed that mm-hmm. they're not maybe perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it look like when somebody walks into your office for the first time?
Right, yeah, it's the gamut. It's everything from the box, mm-hmm. and I wish it was just a shoebox. There's usually a very, very large box with stuff
enough.
Coming out of it. Or, yeah, they've got it all organized down to folders, and it's got that compression file, and, oh, you needed the bank statement from last month. Here it is, all the pages. Okay, what else do you need? You know, I wish I could be that person. I am not that organized person. But the mortgage industry has heard you, okay? We understand that not everybody fits in that box. And so they've come up with these products. And, you know, even taking a step back from this, why did this occur? Why do they suddenly hear us? Well, you know, back in 2007, 8, 9, when the mortgage meltdown happened, mortgage companies got very conservative. And they said, oh, you people scare me. You shoebox people, you scare me. I'm not dealing with you. So if you can't fit in this nice square box that we have, sorry, you're going to have to find some other funky way to get your houses financed because it's not going to be through a regular mortgage company.
Right.
And they realize now over the course of time, okay, you know, the sky is not continuing to fall. It's pretty much finished. And there still are people that are good, that make good income, that have good money to put down payment. They've got decent credit, that they might have this risk of they don't fit into the box of income that the rest of us fit in, but the rest of their life is pretty much put together and we can see that on paper. We're going to take a risk and we're going to say, yes, we're willing to take you on and give you a mortgage. We're willing to give you some money to buy your home. You'll put the down payment and we'll give you the rest, even though you don't fit in the regular guidelines. And that's how Non-QM was born. And we're seeing that grow as the largest growth in our industry today. There are more and more companies that are willing to take asset-based programs, for example.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, you are, maybe you've even retired. Let's say you've retired and yeah, you make a little Social Security. So you're a retired individual. You've got some good money in the bank. You've got your good investments that you're reaping some income from.
Right.
But if we took those same assets and we put you in what they call this asset-based program and plug in the right numbers, we can see what your return on investment's going to be on those and use that income as part of your qualifying income.
So I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. What is an example of an asset that you would see?
Right. So really like maybe a pension, a big pension that you that built up over the course of time. Perhaps you were really a good investor and you've got some good stocks and bonds. And so those are reaping some monthly monetary benefits to you. Maybe they're not the exact same every month. And that's what would fit you in the qualified mortgage world. But maybe yours fluctuate. Well, guess what? Those fit in the non-qualified mortgage world. So if you've been told no before because it's not static income, it's not what I can rely on. Every month, it's not the same. Maybe one month you're getting $2,000 out and the next month it's $600. And now an underwriter can't look at that and say, this is reliable, stable income. I will allow you to qualify for a mortgage on it. So now we take that person, that same person that was told no to, and plunk them in the non-qualified world, and now they get their yes.
So what's the difference? I mean, what do people need to know about what the difference is between a qualified and a non-qualified? So let's just say they're right on the border. They might in a little while be able to do the regular. What's the difference to them?
Well, they can buy today, first of all. We all know that home prices are going up. And do you know what's going to happen with interest rates next month, next week? Because I certainly don't. So if you want to buy now, if you want to buy with the surety of today and not put a pin in it and then revisit it 12 months from now with the added risk of what's the prices that I'm going to have to pay and where are those interest rates going to be, or am I going to have to accept an ARM because the fixed rates are going to be too high for me?
And the ARM is that adjustable thing that you tell us to try to stay away from.
Adjustable rate mortgage, okay. Right. Yes, exactly. Which isn't a bad product. It's just a different product that you have to, you know, really understand before you bite out that one.
You know, I think that there was a lot of media press about ARMs when the market tanked, because there was a lot of folks that had ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages, that didn't understand what they were buying.
Right. Exactly right. Yes. And you need to understand it.
So, yeah, because that's very specific, especially when rates, you know, I know everybody thinks rates are high right now because, you know, 3 looks really low. But honestly, this is so low. It's ridiculous.
Right. Indeed. Yeah.
Under 5% to get money for 30 years. Are you kidding me?
Right.
All day long.
We busted through 5% for a little while in the middle of the fourth quarter last year. But it's important to get the word out that those rates have relaxed. And we're back into the mid fours again. And really, folks, if you're waiting for the threes, I feel worried for you, because I just don't see it happening in the, you know, near future at all, in the next 2 to 3 years anyway.
You use that term waiting, and I have a question for you, Shelley and Mimi. And I know that we can't crystal ball things, but I think that a lot of people, like my friends, are going, oh, wait, something's going to crash. Give it this, give it that much time. Mm. What do I tell my friends? They're like, no, I think I need to go and do this now.
Well, if all you have to do is show them, and we can provide this information easy enough on a graph form,
right,
to show you where mortgages prices were and where they are now,
right,
over historical time.
Okay.
Over 20, 30 years. And you can see that, you know, historically, prices are as high as they've ever been, and it's projected to keep going up.
Okay.
Mortgage rates are historically low because they have been as high as 18-ish%. That's not the average.
Right.
So, you know, my parents' generation, they almost brag about the fact that they got a mortgage for 18%.
Right.
And, you know, their car loan was 20%. I mean,
So I remember that.
You talk about crystal ball. We don't know.
Right.
We do know that they have gone up dramatically in price over the last 3 years. And we do know that mortgage rates are a lot higher than they were the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is, just for common sense, ask yourself, where do I think it's going to go?
Right.
And when you see that kind of timeline, that's where it's probably going. Right, mm-hmm. Shelley?
Right, exactly. And I tell people, you may be right.
Mm-hmm.
You may be right. There may be a crash in the future.
Right.
But what if you're wrong?
Yes.
Here's the thing that I can't get. I really, and I'm a realtor, this rent situation that we're in right now, when you can buy a $250,000 house and your payment is lower than your rent, what is that saying?
I just met with a gentleman yesterday, a VA buyer, in the afternoon. He is paying $1,880 a month in rent. We figured out what that would be for a 30-year fixed mortgage on VA. It's a $300,000 home, and
wow,
he cannot wait to buy a house. He is
okay.
So excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, while there's inventory is low, you want to get in as fast as you can, in my opinion.
Right.
Because I would be very afraid to be renting in this environment. I'd be trying to figure out, how am I going to go to Fiji and get me a hut,
mm-hmm,
so I don't have to pay this $1,800 a month, you know?
The same gentleman told me that when he started renting 2 years ago, his rent was $1,600. So his rent has gone up $280 a month in 2 years. That's fast.
Yeah, and, you know, that is the thing. In all seriousness, if you are on the fence because you're self-employed,
mm-hmm,
and you just really didn't think you had any options, at least it warrants a phone call to contact Shelley Ferris with Sierra Pacific and have a dialogue. She is our credit Contessa.
Yes.
So if you also are credit challenged, she offers a special for folks to review credit. What is that special?
Right. Yeah. So we're doing that special. We're continuing on because we've been able to help so many buyers with this special. So it's $100 value. I will sit down with you and assess your credit. We'll take a peek at what your credit, each individual trade line looks like. We'll see why your score is attributing as it is based off of that credit information. And I'll give you advice on how to increase it.
And that's a great deal.
Right.
I mean, that's scary if you are self-employed and maybe your income's fluctuated. Maybe you were a little late on something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So.
Sometimes you're waiting for somebody to send you some money. Maybe. And you're just like, I didn't get around to sending it to you because right. I'm waiting on it from them.
Yeah. Right. And so, you know, you do have that cash flow issue sometimes. And sometimes it causes you to do things. That's life.
I mm-hmm. just spoke with a plumber yesterday. I'll give you one quick story here before we go off to break. And that is, I just talked to a plumber here the other day. He's been in business for 2 years. So he was a plumber that worked for a company. And then he decided to break off because, hey, why wouldn't I want to make my own money instead of money for
sense.
The company, right? Mm-hmm. And now in his mind, nothing changed. He's still a plumber. In my world, everything changed. You're now self-employed versus getting that W-2, that
right.
regular paycheck every week. So not only is he now newly self-employed 2 years in, his first year was a little iffy, right? Because we've got a lot of expenses to pay for and a lot of things to set up and customers to set up and all of that. So his first year was a little weak, but his second year was awesome. And right. this is where he expects to make his income, so he knows it's stable. He wants to buy that condo downtown, that non-warrantable condo, because it's going to be centrally located for him. So he can launch off and get to Plymouth fast or Minnetonka or Woodbury or wherever in the city that he needs to go to. Almost everything that he mentioned was like, oh my gosh, you are so non-QM, it's painful. We're able to help this gentleman, okay? I can do a non, if you're a guy who wants to buy a non-warrantable condo using asset depletion income or gift funds for a down payment, and maybe your debt to income's at 50% and your FICO's only at 620, your FICO score with credit. See all the layers we're talking
right.
about here?
Do you take
normally
chickens?
That would be no. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. We can do that loan. Even if you are, wait for it, 2 years out of bankruptcy. So even
wow.
if you've had events in your past, we can help you with that. Please call me.
All right. Well, we are going to be able to take your calls here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show and give you some more information on how you can go ahead and get that home loan and that home mortgage, even if you are a little bit out of the norm. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Our super real estate agent from Remax Results, Mimi Shoneman, is here. Also from Sierra Pacific Mortgage, Shelly Ferris is joining us as well. And Shelly, I like it that we call it non-qualified mortgages.
That's it, yeah.
You know, and you're not calling it all you non-standard weird people out there. You know, and I think that's great. Like, you know, instead of feeling like we're coming from a position of, oh, I'm the weird one, nobody wants to back me. You're going, mm-hmm. no, it's mm-hmm. totally possible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's refreshing that you can, if you've been told no when you're trying to buy a house, and no matter where you went, it's always a great idea to get a second opinion.
Exactly.
And so what do you encourage folks to do when they've been told no?
Well, reach out. You know, I can't find you. I don't know that's what you're thinking. You need
right.
to reach out, folks. So,
and
so
don't
raise
be
your
afraid.
Hand.
Yes. Don't be afraid.
And so they get a hold of you. How?
So get a hold of me on my cell phone's the best. 612-839-6918. I take texts, you know, obviously email is my name, shelly.ferris@spmc.com. And I'll respond to you there as well. But mostly what I'm going to do is I'm going to encourage that we sit down and meet face to face.
Right.
That's when I get the real meat and potatoes out of you. So that's what
And it's
that's
a very pleasant, easy. It's like having coffee with your girlfriend. Like
she's
if
got
you,
candy.
Right. She has candy. She makes it really easy. You know, instead of going, oh my gosh, I don't know where to start. She's like, just bring me everything. I'll figure it out.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Throw it in a box.
Right.
But, in all seriousness, that credit evaluation that credit check that you're offering right now. Tell people about that deal. That's a dandy deal.
Absolutely. Good. So again, you're going to need to reach out for this. I can't find you, but just give me a shout on one of those avenues and we'll set up an appointment to meet and chat about your credit. I will pull your credit if you don't have a recent credit report, or you can bring yours and we'll look through it. We're going to look at your balances. We're going to look at your mix of credit. We're going to look at how long you've had credit open. And I'm going to take the veil off and really show you what credit is all about and why you're having the credit, maybe some of the credit woes that you're experiencing. And we will definitely talk in layman's terms. I won't just use big scary letters or anything like that. So don't hesitate to reach out and do that. This is something that can take as little as 10 minutes time, or we can really peel it apart and take an hour. It's a free service I'm offering still, and that's a $100 value. So don't hesitate to reach out.
And I just want to let you know that Kim did get back to us on Twitter, and she said, thanks for answering my questions with four options off the top of your head. So well done, Shelly.
Good, excellent.
Well done. You
good.
Can also, I mean, that is not, you know, that the fact that, you know, we can even, you can hit us up on Twitter. We will come to you where you are.
We will.
You know, kind of thing.
There you go.
We
mm-hmm.
will get there.
So let's give let's talk a little bit about bankruptcy. You mentioned that at the last segment. So if somebody had been forced into bankruptcy because maybe they had a small business that didn't take off the way they had hoped. Maybe there was some health challenges and they had things happen. Maybe it was a divorce that caused things to go into turmoil. What do you see when folks come into you and that they have been, they're either facing bankruptcy potential or they've already gone through it?
Right. Yeah. Bankruptcy, that's a hard thing. I mean, that's a life event. Nobody wants to go through bankruptcy.
Right.
Nobody sets up their life and says, and then in 2019, I'm going to claim bankruptcy.
It'll be so fun.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's not a fun thing to go through. Just like foreclosure, another life event that can happen to you. No one, you know, strikes out and says, this is my plan. But it happens. Life happens to you. So in the past, when life has happened to you, generally speaking, as a mortgage professional, I would point you in the FHA direction.
Okay.
We would look at FHA because FHA will look at you after 2 years of bankruptcy and 3 years or 3 years of foreclosure. And, you know, so that has kind of been our go-to when people have had a life event. Well, we don't have to look at that anymore because sometimes people come in and they say, okay, Shell, I had this bankruptcy and then my grandma passed away, unfortunately, the year later. And I've got all this money I'm sitting on that I want to put in down payment. And I don't want to do an FHA mortgage because I'm going to have mortgage insurance and all these other things that are going to be on me, even though I've got all this money that I've put down on the mortgage. So
right.
I really don't want to go down that route. And I used to just put my arms up in the air and say, sorry, but that's the rules. I mean, that's, I don't make the rules. Those are the rules. Well, now we can look at you and say, okay, you fit the non-qualified mortgage attribute. So maybe you are a regular W-2'd person. Maybe your credit score is 650.
Right.
Maybe, so you're okay on all these other things, except for this, you haven't had 4 years since your bankruptcy, so you can't do conventional mortgage stuff.
Right.
But you can do a non-qualified conventional mortgage after 2 years after bankruptcy. So we're just going to, what it is the mold has gotten bigger. We're encompassing more of these people, so they're able to do the conventional mortgage that they're after. They don't want to have mortgage insurance, so they're going to put that strong down payment and they're going to go the non-qualified way.
And Shelly, is that another example of what's the difference between going to you, who's like a broker that has all these different products, versus going to just one, you know, I love my credit union, but they have one product.
That's a perfect example. Credit unions are great institutions. I'm not poo-pooing them. They
right.
have their place. But they do not open up the mortgage envelope as wide as somebody like me.
Right.
I'm not specifically a broker, but more a correspondent lender.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And because the word broke, why I correct that is because that word got to be a bad connotation in our business.
Fair enough.
back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it really means, what a broker means or a correspondent lender means is they've got many avenues to look at.
Wonderful.
It's not just one big box banks that
yes.
they're going to sell that mortgage to. There's lots and lots and lots of avenues, and I'm going to plug you in where I think you plug in best. Kind of like a home insurance company that has many, many options, and maybe you've had an insurance event, and so they know to not send you to this company or this company. They're going to go to this company.
Okay.
So that's similar, exactly the same. And like I said, I'm really glad you brought up the credit union because they're a great company. They do great things, but they don't do everything. And
right.
we do everything, folks.
Fair enough. Got it.
And everything is what we want.
Because exactly. Sometimes you need everything.
Right. That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah. I talked to a gal last week. She does jewelry sales. And so she, we've all been to those parties and she does jewelry sales and she's been doing it for 5 years, but she doesn't get a regular paycheck. She's 1099. They just deposit her deposits into her bank account and that's it. Well, guess what? She's a non-qualified mortgage. I'm going to take her last 24 months worth of bank statements. I'm going to add up all of the deposits for the last 24 months. And that's my income that I get to use. That $100,000+ divided by 24. And that's how I come up with her monthly income.
Gotcha.
So she fits outside the box. She's not going to come in with a pay stub.
No.
So if you're used to saying, you hear from somebody, okay, bring your pay stub, your bank statement, your last 2 years of tax returns, and that's not going to work for you.
No.
Call me.
Okay.
And so, we're taking appointments this week. We're sitting down, scheduling appointments for buyer consultations and credit review checks. And so if you know someone that's in the market or even somebody who's renting that they may not even think that it could work for them, we want you, our listeners, to refer your friends and family to us. We want you to call us at 651-578-2218 to schedule your appointment where we sit down and we explain the ins and outs of the home buying process and the mortgage process. We have available appointments, so be sure and reach out to both Shelley and myself. You can check out our website. Mimi@mnredhotrealestate is our email and mnredhotrealestate is our website.
And, since so many people are out there doing their whole Con Marie cleanup, purging of things in their house, how great would it be to put all of those things into a box and let someone like Shelley, who is an expert at this, organize them for you?
Because
maybe you've been looking at it and you know that they're all in one place, but you don't know where to start as far as that organization. Is alphabetical? Should I put them high to low?
Right.
Let Shelley look at it and go, here's the things you really need to keep.
The rest
I'll shred. Maybe, because I know I keep things and you're like, I don't even need that. Mm-hmm. Why do you still have it?
Mm-hmm.
So let the person who is the expert at it take this fire trap out of your basement for you.
So Shelley's looking going, oh no. What have I just done?
I'm thinking, I'm going to stop by Best Buy on the way home and get some
bunch
of these accordion folders.
Yeah. So again, Shelley, your number is 612-839-6918. That's 612-839-6918. And one more time, the website for you, Mimi?
mnredhotrealestate.com.
And you can find us at mytalk1071.com. Keyword, red hot.